right, so next, how about old Bobby Lashley?
That's right, man.
The Almighty. You know what I'm saying? The gangster. Versus the confused Bray Wyatt. Because this sucker is straight up confused now. I don't know what is going on with Bray Wyatt, bro.
He fighting with himself, man. Hey, he's taking it out on Bobby.
It's like watching a man punch himself in the middle of the street and be like, how dare you interrupt us? Like, well, I'm just walking by. I'm just walking by, bro. I had no intention of breaking whatever this is up. I'm trying to get out of the way. I'm trying to get out of the way, man. Now, yeah, but Bray Wyatt, man, this happened also while we were on break. First off, shout out to LA Knight. Let's go and get the obvious out of the way because that man is great, and that's not an opinion. That's a fact of life. Yeah. So just to get that out of the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, that dude deserves all his kudos. I mean, he survived Bray Wyatt because that storyline was trash.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a good meme out of it. You know, I'm going to fight these urges, my brother. We got a good meme out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like we got a good meme out of that. We also got the to the choir music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, man.
Shout out to Mesh for that one, man. That was great. But you know what I'm saying? We got some good things out of this situation. But I was like, the only reason he survived is because LA Knight's a phenomenal speaker, phenomenal talker.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Lashley is not.
Yeah.
Okay. Bobby Lashley is a silent assassin. That's his charm, is that he's a big dude. He doesn't need to talk a whole lot. He works better with a person that's a mouthpiece for him. He's always worked better with a mouthpiece. And then we have this weird situation where Bray Wyatt's just laughing on TV, doing workouts and shaking his behind on TV for folk. I'm like, who let this through?
Yeah, man. Trying to do the muscle man dance.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's weird to me, man, because I'm sitting over here like, bro, who is this for? Like, I'm talking about Bray Wyatt. Who is this for? What wrestling fan corner is this for, okay?
Don't give me the line to you now.
I don't know who it's for, man. I've been trying to figure that out for a while. I'm like, who is this for, bro? Because it ain't for me. It's definitely not for me.
I don't want it.
I'm like return to sender. But poor Bobby Lashley then got caught up in this thing with Bray Wyatt, and I'm just like, I mean, Uncle Howdy like attacked Bobby Lashley from behind, and it looked like a homeless man was swinging up.
Oh boy!
I mean, your man's has got the ring with all this gray on, look like he's laying in the dirt all day, and just Bobby Lashley beat the pumps off that dude. I was like, God dang, you know, it just killed the whole mystique for whatever mystique that they was looking to have left for Uncle Howdy. It just killed it all in one moment. Bobby Lashley threw that sucker. So I was like, God dang, Bobby, you had to do him like that, but. That thing was diabolical. He meant every second of that. He was like, nah, take all this. You and Bray. You know, Bob, I'm like, but you're like, what type of build you gonna have with that? That's a trash match in the making. Bray Wyatt can't wrestle, okay? I have to go ahead and put that back out there because apparently people didn't believe me. Bray Wyatt can't wrestle, okay? That one's for you, CJ. I know we have our differences, but we agree on that. Shout out to you, bro. All right. Look, Bray Wyatt can't wrestle, okay? I mean, honestly, I think that Bray Wyatt would be better served at NXT in the background teaching people how to develop characters.
Mm.
That's where I think he would best serve WWE, not in the ring. That's just me. I think that he's done everything he's supposed to do with this character and that he can let this joint go and he can go and help people develop their characters and mean it. I think it would be great at that. I think it would be absolutely astonishing at that. You know, because I think that that's the part from Dusty that he took. The part from Dusty that he took was character development.
Okay.
Now, that's the part. That's it. He's a Dusty's kid. He ain't the best kid, but he one of them. You know? But yeah, I'm like character development, go to Bray. Hey, Bray, I got this idea. Oh, yeah, let's go and write it out. Let's see if we can sketch it out. Let's see how we're going to put this into implementation. Bray's your man. Right. I think that's his power. That's his superpower in wrestling, is like just coming up with characters and stuff like that. The problem is he ain't got nobody spot checking his behind. Like that's
no.
You can't let this man just write his own stuff all the time. It's weird. You get stuff like red contacts in the eyes on a black light. Ooh.
I mean, they at least did bring back my Mountain Dew Pitch Black, so you know that was about
enough. Oh, you was I know you was happy about that.
Of course,
I know you was absolutely ecstatic. That situation. You were probably like, "Thank God, there's miracles happening today." You know what I'm saying? But I'm like. Like I said, LA Knight survived. That's all I really cared about. And I don't think Bobby gonna survive this. Now, the funny part to me is that they pissed it to Brock Lesnar first. And I just laughed. I was like, okay, wait a minute. Was this Bray Wyatt's idea to go to Brock Lesnar and be like, yeah, I want to fight you at WrestleMania and watch Brock Lesnar laugh and walk out the building?
Man, listen. You probably just...
They said that Brock Lesnar was shaking people's hands backstage. He didn't know he was coming back. I wonder if that was the reason why.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you can look that drawn up, man. Like, I wonder if that was the reason why. He was like, man, forget this. I don't need this. I'm going to go home and shoot some deer and some moose and some elk, man. I'm going to make me some more white lightning. This is being real, man. I was like, your man's just like, yo, I don't have to do this, bro. Y'all need me. I don't need y'all.
Basically.
But I'm like, Bray Wyatt is not, it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked since John Cena ruined him. Let's just keep it in the buck. Let's keep it at 100. This is John Cena's fault. Again, Cena's fault. All right. Like I said, and this is like, look, John Cena got his match with Austin Theory. That's dope, whatever. But let's call a spade a spade. If John Cena would have laid down for Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania 30, we would not have been having these issues. We would still had that version of Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
But because he had to beat that dude like he did Rusev, we ain't gonna get in that this episode either. Okay. Shout out to your man Miro, because he being done dirty at, you know, AEW too.
Good.
The John, it's all John Cena's fault. You know what I'm saying? John Cena was the one who started all this foolishness, man. I'm like, we could have still had the Firefly. I mean, that's a regular swamp, you know, Louisianan swamp guy, great Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
And we'd have been okay with that. That character was great.
But no.
Nope.
John Cena
got a win, bro. You got a win for the kids, man, you know.
Cena wins low, man.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like it messed everything up. Like, can you imagine a timeline where Bray Wyatt actually won at WrestleMania 30? How much clout he would have?
Man, listen. Well, I mean, you know, the Funhouse match, you know, brought a lot of what ifs to the table.
Yeah, you talking tomorrow, and what was that, WrestleMania 38? It was like 2020, right?
I think so.
It was pandemic year. I remember that joint. That was 2020.
Okay.
That was 2020. Yeah, because I remember that was like when we first started Enigmas Unchained. Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was like April 2020, I believe. Because that was also the same night that was AJ Styles versus Undertaker.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So it had to be, it was WrestleMania. It was that one. That's 36. 36? Yeah.
Okay.
It's 36. Yeah, so WrestleMania 36. But yeah, I mean, I get that, but that don't count. Okay? Don't count, man.
Pandemic year don't count.
Yeah, don't count, man. You know what I'm saying? That whole year is a dream year. We don't count that year at all, okay? Especially when it came to wrestling, okay? This was one of the weirdest years of wrestling I ever seen in my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just being real. Undertaker, like, popping up behind AJ Styles and throwing tombstones by throwing him off something and burying that man alive. Did not happen.
Man, okay.
That was a dream. That was a dream sequence from WWE 2K. You know what I'm saying? The video game. That did not happen in real life. I'm just playing, audience. I'm just playing. but yeah, I mean, just the, you know, I don't know. I mean, like I don't really count them, because that's not really a lick back, because it wasn't even a sanctioned match. That dude counted his own. That's like you fighting your cousin, you know what I'm saying? In WWE, and you the referee too. You got the dude pinned, and you also got to do the count. That's what happened. Like Bray Wyatt counted the matches. I'm like, that's trash, yo. It didn't work. it just didn't work, man. I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for your man because there was so much promise that could have been there for him. But now we just stuck with this amalgamation that we got, this weird dude. Like, he's not even terrifying. He's just weird now. He's like I said, once again, he's just that dude you see on the street. You just walk around. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not like a terrifying terror that you see at night. You're like, all right, we got to clear this whole block. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. He, you see him at night, you might bust out laughing. You might get the phone out. You know what I'm saying? Like, your man's laughing to himself all the time. You know, it's just showing you a moth. Like, look at my moth. No fireflies anymore. Look at my moth. You know what I'm saying? Like it's so lame. I'm like, this is lame, bro. Who is this for? Who is this for, man? It's not for me. It's just not for me, man. So I don't know. I mean, but I feel bad for Bobby.
If Bobby Cena, then yeah. But you know, Cena was gonna Cena anyway. And then the bad part about it, at that point, I think he was going towards being a part timer, wasn't he?
He was.
So you can't give this man just a little bit of help. Like, nope. You couldn't bring, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't elevate this cat.
Not John Cena, because you know, Daniel Bryan took the spot. Like, he like, nah, ain't losing no more ground now. Right. Like, ain't losing no more ground. You ain't taking this one from me now. You know what I'm saying? So he paid for that SummerSlam, though. Thank you, Brock Lesnar. That year. We got Suplex City out there, bad boy. God, the suplex.
Almighty.
Yeah, we saw the fall of Super Cena that year. So it was well worth it by that time.
That was but, 16.
Yeah, that's goddamn right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know. I mean, so if Bobby Lashley loses, Ice, what do you think? What's going to happen? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen, man?
Bobby ain't losing that.
I mean, what gives you so much confidence in saying they ain't going to lose it?
In a way, no.
But what if he loses, man? Oh, I'm sorry, man. I have to ask the hard question because I've been processing this whole week after I saw him beat up Uncle Howdy. I was like, what if this man lose, man? I was like, what if he loses? What happens?
Like, they gonna have to pull out some old ridiculous shenanigan to make this even fathomable and make it even like. Make somebody say, oh, okay, well, yeah, you know, that's why he lost. No, because, you know, well, I mean, you already pointed out the man can't wrestle. So he's not going to make that part believable.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like that aspect, you know, it's not even going to work. Like, he ain't going to be able to just slap a Sister Abigail on Bobby.
Oh, man.
And actually get a 1-2-3.
Yo, he can't. He can't wrestle though, man. I mean, he just can't wrestle, man. I mean, the man's can't do lockups. The man's can't do drop toe holds. He can't do nothing. I mean, all he can do is roll around the floor, jump on a person, and then like take 15 minutes to breathe because that's pretty much what he does. He was like, "I'm like, bro, just get in the fight, man. Like, stop this foolishness, man. You ain't Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, at least talk up the crowd. You know what I'm saying?" He'll talk trash to people when he look. I told you this was gonna happen. You know, he'll be saying something on the side. Man. You know what I'm saying? But like, you can't even do that.
That, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like bro, like I don't know. I mean, I just, if Bobby Lashley loses, he just need to go in the Hall of Fame. I was like, look, bro, just don't. You can't even fight Bob. You can't even fight Brock Lesnar after that. It just. There can't be no rubber match after that. It's done.
I feel you on that.
Yo, somebody said this joke right here, man, and I'm...
Oh, goodness.
Somebody said that Brock Lesnar threw his fight with Bobby Lashley because he knew he was going to have to fight for Bray Wyatt.
No.
He said that's the reason why he gave that dude a low blow. He was like, wait. The prize is Bray Wyatt. Man, forget that. Low blow.
Oh, that's bad. That is terrible.
That drop makes sense to me, though, because I wouldn't have wanted it either. I'd have been like, man, what I got to do to get out this match? Untie this turnbuckle? Oh, I could do that. Brass knuckles? Oh, I could do that, too. I mean, take these gloves. I'm getting out this match. So, like, what will you have to have to jump into the crowd and attack a person? I can do how much you gotta pay afterward? $100,000, that's worth it. Let's get out of here.
Look, man, Brock got $100,000 to just give away.
Oh yeah, facts. You know, he like, I give $100,000 to the person, man. Who I got to go out here and slap? I'm gonna say, like, I've done it too. Like, I got $100,000 right now. What I'm gonna get out of this match?
They do backhand.
Yeah, take all of it too. Yeah.